Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. Picture this, a boy and his sister walk hand in hand down the sidewalk in a peaceful community, on their way to a local park that's less than a mile from their home. They know where they're going and how to return afterwards. There are no parents anywhere in sight, but the children are calm and confident. It's a scene that's played itself out many times in many communities over the years. So why did it result in national furor, social media outrage, and police involvement earlier this year? In case you haven't noticed, we live in an age of anxiety where parenting is concerned, and I mean that quite literally. Anxiety is the primary reason children and adolescents find themselves in a therapist's office. Recent incidents like the tragic murder of Maddie Middleton in Santa Cruz, California, only fuel the fire. Many parents see the world as a dark and threatening place where children are at risk for abduction, assault, and injury. All too often, they communicate that fear to their children. Children, like adults, have mirror neurons that read the emotional energy, facial expressions, and body language of those around them. And when parents are tense and fearful, children know it, but often don't fully understand the reasons. Kids frequently tell me they're afraid of intruders, of strangers, and of natural disasters. They have nightmares or are unable to go on sleepovers or spend more than a few moments away from their parents. They can't cook because the stove is dangerous. They can't play in the front yard because someone might take them, although stranger abductions remain extremely rare. These children may be physically safe, but what are they learning about the world around them and about their own ability to live an open and engaged life? Obviously, no parent should ever place a child in danger. But is it wrong to allow a child to explore, to be alone, or to rely on her own skill and judgment to navigate her world? The answer is, well, complicated. All children need opportunities to flex their independence and to strengthen their emotional and problem-solving abilities in age-appropriate ways. And all parents need to ensure that kids aren't in danger, that they're healthy, and that they have every opportunity to achieve a happy and productive adulthood. Those two needs can seem impossible to reconcile sometimes in this risky world of ours for even the most competent and committed parents. This is not a new problem, by the way. My son is now 31 years old and a father himself, but when he was 10, we faced a similar situation. I was at work one day when the phone rang. It was my boy wanting to know if he could ride his bike to the grocery store with his best buddy. My son was a thoughtful little guy, and our neighborhood was quiet and peaceful. I had faith in him, and my initial response was still to say an emphatic no. But I took a deep breath. I'd roamed the mountains behind my Southern California home with no problems worse than getting in trouble for coming home late, and I remembered how wonderful those moments of independence had felt. So my son and I had a chat. We talked about his route, how to walk his bike across intersections, and about wearing his helmet. I told him to take quarters from the jar on the kitchen counter, to call me from the store, and to call again when he returned home. Then, I admit it, I sat and stared at the phone until those calls came in. Yes, he survived. He bought baseball cards. He had a fabulous time. He got really sweaty. And he said, "I don't want to do that again, Mom. It was a long way." Could something have gone wrong? Yes. But it didn't, and he spent his young adulthood fearlessly exploring his world. I'm glad he had that opportunity to discover his own capability. Think about the things you want for your child, the qualities you hope he has before he leaves your home. Now ask yourself how many of them he'll learn sitting in his bedroom. Are there risks involved in letting kids go? Of course. But there are also lifelong rewards and opportunities. Take time for training, know your child well, and let go when you can. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.